was in my stepdad's lounge, having watched all of the lives he changed by killing them. All those hundreds of VHS recordings of him changing the lives of useless people by deleting them from existence. All on the old telly, with It's a Wonderful Life paused on the big telly. And what was shocking at first, of course, particularly when he shot my own dog in close quarters, in the head. Over the course of 100 or more killings, you eventually and inevitably become desensitized to it. Not so much from the repetitive nature of him battering pensioners to death with their walking sticks, or clattering them over the heads with their wheelchairs, which he claimed they didn't really need. But more from the explanations as to why he'd done it. He wasn't a monster, he claimed. These were all people he'd got to know over the years of working in the shop and the post office. These were all people that had nothing, no friends. Grumpy bastards contributing nothing to society. And you know what? That was, of course, what I thought of my stepdad. I used to think that, playing devil's advocate, you know, what would be the difference if he just died? No one would miss him. He'd contributed nothing to the world. So why was I acting so shocked that he himself had made a difference by deleting hundreds of these very people from the planet? Oh, I couldn't go as far as to say that this was a good thing. But as each explanation came, each macabre director's commentary as to why he was battering to death the next useless twat, I have to say that by about the 100th video, I didn't care. Or at least I cared much less. If no one was going to miss these people, then what was the issue? I didn't care. He'd chosen carefully. People that would not be missed, would not be loved. So what was the problem? I get it, I said. I do get it. Thank you, he smiled. And there is one more useless twat I need to kill, he said. No. No, I shuddered. I've made a difference. I'm not useless, I'm loved. My stand-up specials on Amazon are adored by literally tens of people. Adored is a strong word, he chuckled. Anyway, I don't mean you, of course. I mean me. It's time for the final snuff video. It's time to finish me off.
No, I whimpered.
Yes, he grinned, yes. And you will make the final difference to this world by killing me. Like the film Seven, in a way. But I've killed like 207. And while they all sinned, these fuckers, including me, have committed the greatest sin of all. They have wasted their lives. So it is time to end the final wasted life.
How, I asked.
Batter me over the head with a VHS video player. Oh,
God.
You know it's the right thing to do, Nathan, he smiled. Batter me over the head with a VHS video player. Oh, no. But one last request, he said. Let me finish this film first. It's a Wonderful Life.